listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Good morning, Medford. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. We are on, I guess, episode 2. I've been calling them episodes. So silly. But this one's called Void. And let's just, we're going to start as we always do by waking up. Recently, I have kind of been waking up with a bone to pick. I've been, you know, a little mad. And with that, and it being the end of Black History Month, wrapping up a lot of things, I always like taking up space that feels radical to me. And I feel like throughout, my life, I was conditioned in a lot of senses to, not feel anger because it's, you know, not feminine or, you know, a waste of time or this, that, and the third, or it doesn't look good on me. But, yeah, I'm gonna take that back a little bit. And, anyways, we are going to wake up with some of my favorite songs right now. The first song that's up is Besitos by Pierce the Veil. And I have listened to it 40 times in the past week. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. So yeah, we'll get started.
Fire within, we know it's blaze.
All right, that was, let me turn my headphones down. They're a little loud. That was Besitos by Pierce the Veil, and it's not a fashion statement, it's a death wish by My Chemical Romance. Hope someone out there feels better after listening to those songs. I do a little bit. Sorry I keep tutting, that's so, like, this is not an ASMR channel, but anyways, focusing on the songs, Besitos, there's this one part at the beginning, and there's, like, it's the first, like, scream they have, and they're like, better not get back up, or, like, whatever. But I misheard the lyrics one time, or for a while, and I heard batter up and back up, and, you know, I was thinking about how when I was younger and played softball, I was fast as all hell, but I could not hit the ball. So I don't even know what my strategy was. I would just kind of like bunt it and then just start sprinting. And it was awesome. But yeah, kind of how much in my life have I been like this person that's afraid to hit the ball, but like will sprint away? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't even know. I just play to my strengths, but I deserve to hit the ball too, the freak. But anyways, my philosophy with putting Besitos next to, you know, with that lyric, like, I thought it was batter up and back up. And then My Chemical Romance after that, hear me out. In Twilight, there was a baseball scene where they play Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, which is coincidentally not that song, but Muse is up next. And anyways, so they have a baseball scene where they're playing Supermassive Black Hole, and then it's all like vampire. Been thinking about vampires a lot, frankly. And Twilight exists because of My Chemical Romance. Because Stephanie Myers listened to My Chemical Romance, it's like, wait a minute, someone has got to write a several part novel series in, yeah, anyways, so, yeah, and it's not a fashion statement, it's a death wish. That is definitely, I have been listening to that song for the past, how old am I, 27 years, 8 years, and it's made more sense over time. And yeah, I feel like for a long time, I love emo music. That's kind of a big part of me. But it's just funny to think about like the younger version of myself. And I was, you know, always holding so much, and always holding it all in my headphones instead of, you know, taking it out on the world or other people. But you know, now that I'm in this void space right now that I've created for myself, I think a lot about, you know, talking. I talk a lot, I think. And you know, I think the coolest things or the things that say the most about you aren't what you're saying in front of like rooms of people. It's what you're saying when you are acting or, you know, whatever, talking to nobody, talking into a void. And I think you learn the most about yourself and stuff when you are speaking to things that don't respond. And that's what this space feels like for me. And it's super awesome. And yeah, with this anger, and I'm just, you know, sensing a lot of injustice in the world, just bad news after bad news. This space makes me feel like I have room to, you know, have my eyes roll up and, you know, laser beams start shooting out of my hands and I'm engulfed in flames and I'm hovering above the ground. And I deserve that feeling because I never gave myself the space to feel it. Anyways, up next is my most listened to song last year, which didn't have, you know, so much relevance. I've always been seeking for it to have relevance or something. But yeah, thinking a lot about justice and stuff. And yeah, the next two songs are what helped me close my eyes at night, I guess. When I feel a lot of things that are like, man, that is just not fair. So anyways, without further ado, here is Escape by Muse, and you will be held accountable for your actions by Shingard, which I will, you know, maybe talk a little bit about, but I'll just let them speak for themselves right now. Okay.
Such a monster. You burn me from a distance. Your brain needs some assistance. escape your meaningless and your
what the heck? Hello? Man, I don't even know. Oh, I turned my headphones all the way down because I'm crazy. Speaking of headphones, so sorry if anyone's listening with headphones. I should have told you there was a lot of yelling. But no matter. Everyone has their own capacity to turn down their headphones. So I'll just, that's not in my control, I guess. But anyways, that was Escape by Muse, and You Will Be Held Accountable for Your Actions by Shingard. I found this You Will Be Held Accountable for Your Action song on my Discover Weekly that I was obsessed with this summer and was frankly fire. But anyways, some favorite lines from that song that have been thought-provoking. They say, like, when it starts to die down and it's like, alas, the way your build suggests you cannot fathom guilt. I'm like, whoa. I think a lot of, racial dynamics when I hear that. And I think about, like, how in this white supremacist state, etc., there's not a lot of room for white people to feel guilty for the violence and stuff they perpetrate onto black populations, marginalized people, etc. And it's infuriating because it's not human. And it's hard to be so tangibly human in a world that, you know, doesn't really exist to sustain that or whatever. Real. And yeah, man, it's a good song to me right now. But moving on to bigger and better things, actually, before I, you know, move on to bigger and better things, I guess maybe a few more words about anger. It's important to recognize it's there, and it makes room for other feelings. And me feeling my anger right now, it's kind of, for people who know me, talking to the Lord, you know, I take everything like an absolute unit. I would say I have an abundance of patience and everything. And I've had an abundance of patience with myself as well. And there was like this meme or something that's like the theme of it. I don't know verbatim, but it's like, you know, if you make a really kind person upset, like, you've messed up, bro. And yeah, a lot has been getting under the skin, crawling out, if you will. No matter, because I'm handling it. And maybe I'll return to this vampire metaphor I've been thinking about. There's a song, well, obviously the Smashing Pumpkins song, The World is a Vampire Set to Drain. It's not what it's called, but, you know, I never really thought about that, till recently. And thinking about, you know, myself and my position in the world and how things feel to me. Another song I'm thinking about, Center of the Universe, Built to Spill. I don't like this air. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop breathing it. I want to be a beam of light, because if the world is a vampire, then light disintegrates vampires and leaves behind their more vulnerable human, etc., nature, that maybe they formerly belonged to, or they'll just disintegrate, so that there's more room for better things in the world. But Yeah, man. All right. Well, it's going to be time for a PSA soon, but before that, I have a song that I also found on my Discover Weekly, and it's called Something Bigger, Something Brighter. And yeah, I think you can, you know, turn your headphones up to like the normal volume now. You know, it should be pretty chill from here on out. Psych, but anyways. It's time for a PSA. Flipping through this little book, if I'm going to insert my own PSAs, there's a Black maternal health conference that I'm a volunteer for that is super special, radical, and cool. And even if you can't attend for the whole time, it is offered in a digital platform and also in person in Boston. And totally check out the Excel Events platform for that. Yeah, or just look it up, you'll find it. But it's a cool action item. And any hoodles, I guess another thing, PSA wise, if I'm just speaking from the heart, I don't know, winter is around, people are getting sick. Wash your hands, wear a mask, maybe, if you're in places of high population density. Washing your hands is one of the best ways to protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus. So, boom, handled. Moving on to Just by Radiohead.
but I don't want your charity.
All right, you just listened to Just by Radiohead and Charity by Skunk Anansie. Love both of those songs, but focusing on Skunk Anansie, I found them like my freshman year, first year at Tufts. What an anchor. Lead singer is so icon, awesome. If I could sing like that, I would never shut up, frankly. And they have songs called like Intellectualize My Blackness, 100 Ways to Be a Good Girl, something else, like just We Don't Need Who You Think You Are, and like Speaking from the Heart, Beef Fletcher, like so good. And adjusting to this space that Tufts is, I really could not have done it without, you know, their sound. And I like, you know, sad and angry and, you know, otherwise deep, like music that, I don't know, maybe is sonically uncomfortable or, you know, makes you think or something. Because, well, I think that's all I ever want to do is just feel everything possible. You know, well, being careful, of course. I think that, you know, having music like that is kind of timeless. Like this stuff is from the 90s, I think. That was, you know, people are still alive. Like, what are you talking about? But anyways, like these feelings and experiences transcend time, and things that transcend time are just, you know, bound to something bigger than, you know, whatever moment you're going through right now. But you're also, I don't know, I've just been searching for years, and my entire repertoire of music is just all this collection of sound that, you know, helps me make room for all of my feelings. It gives them a place and space to go instead of really permeating my actions in a way that is unhealthy, I guess. And I think it just, you know, increases my love for humanity to listen to music that is like, oh, someone like 25 years ago also had very similar sentiments as to what I'm feeling now. And that's a little upsetting that, you know, not much has changed, but it's beautiful in that you're never really alone, and we're all infinitely intertwined and things like that. That brings me peace, I guess. The next song that's up, I hope I get through everything in time, but like no matter if I do or don't, because having a good time over here. But I have, unfortunately, a Deftones song, just because it, you know, I kind of want to enter like a villain era, but like you know, in the sense of like everything about the villain except for the perpetuation of evil. anyways, this is kind of like a song that, like, if there was a montage of like the past, I don't even know, lot of highlights in my life and stuff, and then I don't know, maybe just listen to it, try to create your own little scape out of it. I think it's a cool song, and yeah, enjoy.
Bye.
cool, right? Maybe. Okay, well, we are getting to the last little bits of my show. And I'm glad I spoke so much that I don't have time to play all my songs, but I had this vision at the end of my show, if you will. You know, I am in a huge transition phase, I would say. Physically, emotionally, meow, 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 etc. By the way, just for the record, this is Nat. And my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, episode Void. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And I wanted to end this show with a song that if I was in a movie, I am in a movie. I'm in a movie. Period, point blank, etc. And I would say, like, I have just been through a finale or something, but with said finale, and just kind of moments of realization where I've got to get out, I want to play a song that makes me feel like I am a cowboy riding into the sunset onto bigger, better, brighter things. Which I am. And I thought about it a lot. I thought about playing this Sigur Rós song that was like, you know, there are really no words to it because they speak in, like, you know, their own language. And there are no words to what's next. But I don't know that I fully agree with that all the way. Anyways, so I'm going to play my most listened to song last year, like, most recently 2022, is called Time Trap by Built to Spill, and I love it. So this is what I would ride off into the sunset to, so I'm gonna just let that play out in my mind while everyone listens. And it means so much to me. Everyone that's tuning in will tune in from the bottom of my being, and thank you for embarking on this dreamscape with me. So here is Time Trap.